Every year, the DeKalb Sycamore Bookcase Project makes 50 bookcases for 50 children, each case complete with a metal plate engraved with the child's name. The project is now in its 9th year. Former DeKalb Mayor John Ray started the literacy effort, and if you ask him where he got the idea, well, he says he read about it. There was a profile in a weekend edition of the DeKalb Daily Chronicle about a bookcase project in Arkansas. Ray sorts through a stack of paper before finding and holding up his cutout of that original article.
I'm not finding it right now. Here it is. And the more I thought about that, the more I thought I could relate to that project.
So he reached out and got their permission to start his own in Illinois. Ray had wanted to do more volunteering and could relate to the literacy project because his wife was a teacher and his mom worked in schools.
Education has been in my mind forever. So the educational aspect of literacy was something that I could see giving back to the community. So it melded those two.
They partner with Two Rivers Head Start in Sycamore for the 50 children who receive bookcases. Two Rivers provides childcare and services for kids up to 5 years old.
I talked to a number of educators in daycare centers. Everyone pointed me to Two Rivers Head Start as the neediest of the needy children.
In that sense, Ray also sees the project as a boon for equity, to make sure kids who have needs are given a foundation for language and literacy.
If the children aren't coming to school with reading readiness in kindergarten, that becomes even more dramatic at fifth grade.
So the bookcases aren't built and delivered empty. They also get thousands of book donations so they can fill the shelves and make sure each child gets a good mix of age-appropriate titles to take home. And the group Ray started 9 years ago now includes around 25 volunteers. And he says he loves seeing people in the community helping out from a cross-section of careers and backgrounds. And those volunteers assist with anything from fundraising to actually building the bookcases. Jim Worrell is the construction coordinator of the project, and he doesn't have a typical home wood shop. No, he's using a high-tech CNC or computer-controlled cutting machine that uses software to arrange and cut each piece of the cases perfect.
So the first thing it's going to do is it's going to go through and drill all the holes, and then it's going to come back and start cutting the what they call a rabbet, which is like a one-sided groove in the material.
Worrell starts cutting just after Christmas every year and says his small team of workers put on the finishing touches by early March. He's retired and says he felt like this was a way he could utilize his specific skills to give back. He was a mechanical designer for decades, so he can't help but approach the 50 cases with a mass production mindset. But Worrell says it gets much more personal once they get to go to the banquet later in the spring. That's where they get to see the parents and their kids handed the bookcases with their names on them.
The joy comes when you see the stars in their eyes.
And Ray echoed that feeling.
You can tell that it's really a meaningful ceremony to them.
While they usually create 50 cases every year, they've already had to have a few extra this year. That's because they found out that several children lost their bookcases during the fire at the St. Albans Green apartment complex in Sycamore. It burned upward of 40 apartments last summer. Ray says they've already given them their cases with new engraved nameplates and some books.
We gave them a starter set, and then our intent is to possibly replenish those with the collection cycle.
He says he hopes they can inspire others to start their own. The bookcase project has spread to 11 states, and they hope one day to bring bookcases to kids in all 50. I'm Peter Medlin.